of U.S. goods took effect yesterday.
Democrats are against the president's choice to replace Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, and he hasn't even named a nominee yet. Senate Democrat Dick Durbin says the president's already told Americans he'll seek a nominee who'll overturn Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion nationwide.
Equally important, he's looking for someone on the court who will make sure that they rule that the Affordable Care Act's protection of those with pre-existing conditions is unconstitutional.
Durbin speaks on Fox News Sunday. President Trump telling Fox it is possible with his next nominee, the high court could soon overturn Roe v. Wade. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A tour boat explodes in the Bahamas over the weekend, leaving at least one American tourist dead and 10 other people injured. Royal Bahamas police say the boat was carrying 10 tourists and two Bahamians when an engine exploded, setting the boat on fire on Saturday morning. An American woman was killed. Four other Americans were airlifted to a hospital in Florida. And the U.S. Coast Guard says others are being treated at a hospital in Nassau. No word on the cause of that explosion. The suspense is over. The NBA's LeBron James announcing he's agreed to a four-year, $154 million deal with LA's Lakers.
The superstar will now lead a young Lakers team that has been overmatched in recent years while rebuilding. This is the third time in 8 years James has changed teams. He returned to the Cavs in 2014 after four seasons in Miami. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And today is World UFO Day, dedicated to the existence of unidentified flying objects. UFO buffs are using the day to commemorate the alleged UFO crash in Roswell, New Mexico, back in 1947. World UFO Day is meant to raise awareness about sightings and to encourage the government to be more open about UFO incidents. Remember, you can cite us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
It's time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. The excitement is so overwhelming that it's bubbling over everywhere.
Listen, I got to tell you, it's especially bubbling over in New York. Especially in New York.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Did you see the primary, the Democratic primary in New York?
No, I missed that.
It's a fascinating thing. 28-year-old lady, Democratic socialist, her term, supported heavily by Bernie Sanders, just outed a 10-term congressman in New York. And the fascinating thing about that is that had the Democrats ever been able to take back the House, he likely would have been at least in a high position within the House and possibly even the speakership. So this guy's totally focused on New York. And meanwhile, this 28-year-old newcomer to the political arena, She was evidently a coordinator for Bernie Sanders' presidential bid. And by the way, she spent the last week of the campaign not even in New York, but actually on the U.S.-Mexican border protesting.
Really?
And she, I love to say this part, she really trumped him. She did. She took him to the cleaners. He had to be absolutely stunned.
And I would assume...
You know he's an elitist, remember the Olympus guy.
Did they have polls saying that this probably was not going to happen?
I truly got to tell you, let me be honest with you, I haven't been watching this race. It never occurred to me that this 28-year-old primary challenger would be able to thump him, and she thumped him hard. He's out. Gone. What do you think, Lud? Yeah?
Unbelievable. She was outraised 10-1, it says. I mean...
Oh, yeah, this isn't about money. Listen, Donald Trump proved that to the political climate. This is really not about money. It's the direction of the folks. It is. And so to her credit, I don't support anything.
Why did she even challenge him? I mean...
Because he's not a socialist. He's liberal.
Yeah, so what I'm seeing here is really a third party developing or taking over another one.
But we heard all about that. This is the fun part about this. We heard all about that with the Republicans for the last decade. The Global News Network, all of them, were talking about how there's a civil war in the Republican Party. First it was the Tea Party. Well, the Tea Party become a political party? And the Tea Party kept saying, no, that's not what we're doing. We're just grassroots.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're going to become a political party. Honest, that's not what we're doing. So then you got the Trump publicans, as Miles refers to himself. And then this is the Global News Network at all. They're all doing the same thing. Look, there's this huge, you know, fracture in the Republican Party. It's splitting. Is there a civil war? Meanwhile, the truth is what they're taking your eyeballs off of. And this stands as a great example about why they babble about some things when they should be talking about others. We're arguing over what's going on in Western culture, free world. We're talking about what they're doing with Brexit, what's going on in Europe. And it's turned into a yawn because the real attention is going on in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Shh, don't tell anybody. It's a top secret. The media doesn't want you to pay attention. And it's the same thing on a local level. Tip O'Neill, all politics is local. And this 10-term veteran gets handed his lunch and sent to the curb because he's just a liberal. Think about that for a minute. Now, here's where I get in trouble. I support them, the folks in New York, to vote that way. If they vote in that district for a Marxist, if that's what they prefer, we're going to talk about the 10th Amendment in the Enigma report coming up. But if that's who they want to support, God bless them. That's what this country's about. It's a grand experiment, and you can go meander on to wherever it is that you best find fits your personal ideology and that how you want your... But there's a fun part. That's the enigma.
Yeah, I'll save the fun part. There's more to this.
I'll save the fun part for the enigma. But listen, when I look to her and I look to the folks, if there's a fracture, it's got nothing to do with in the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. The two halves of America are pushing themselves further and further away from each other. I think the divide is really getting wide.
It's unbelievable how wide it's gotten in such a short period of time.
And it's manifesting itself in physical altercations, in threats, in fascistic tactics like we talked about yesterday. That's how it's manifesting itself. And I'm not shrill, I'm not predicting a civil war, but folks, we are absolutely in full-fledged cold civil war. We don't have fire in the fight, and I don't know that we're going to. I certainly don't want it. The last time we did, over 700,000 people died. But when you look at the divide, it's hard not to stand back and go, oh, my. They're going to elect a devout Marxist. And you got other states that are begging for a constitutional limited government.
Mm-hmm.
Those two realities cannot exist under an overwhelming central authority,
the
federal government. And that's where the rub meets. It isn't because our founders didn't see that they're going to be hard left and hard right. They had that then. Hamilton stands as a grand example. This guy loved big government. But go ahead, Ludwig.
But the next question I see is, does she win the general? Because what we're seeing is these people are winning the primary.
Yep.
and then they get thumped in the general.
Not in New York City. Not in that district.
But do all the liberals, the true blue
Democrats, they're going to vote for the Democratic nominee, period.
We haven't been seeing that,
in New York. We're not talking about somewhere in some fluke election where...
So you think she wins regardless, just because she's got a D next to her name?
Yeah. I think the folks are going to... Listen, a lot of them espouse or are moved by that type of ideology. I don't know the numbers. It doesn't even matter. Once you get into the general election, it's a classic case of, look at Michigan. We've got 110 state House seats, and depending on which consultant you talk to, somewhere between 10 and 15 of them, and probably lesser than 10 in my opinion, are actually up for grabs. So whoever wins, if it's a Republican district, whoever wins the primary, unless that person just absolutely does something outrageous, I mean, beyond, that person is going to win. And if you go to a Democratic community, you go down to Saginaw, Flint, Detroit, anywhere where they've got strongholds of Democrat, Muskegon, let's not forget where we're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
You got strongholds of Democrat, and they could have, whoever's got the D by their name in those districts, they're going to win. Whoever's got the R in those other districts, they're going to win. So the primary becomes the election. And the unfortunate part about that is the turnout in the primary. We've talked about it a million times before. The folks are not being educated on this topic. Number one reason why a person didn't vote in a primary, they make you pick a party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, slap yourself on the forehead. Go back to fifth grade. This is when the parties are nominating who they're going to run in the general. It is a party nomination, but it's what it is. Then you get to the general. Number one reason folks don't vote in the, I didn't like the choices. What, did you vote in the primary? Well, no, they make you pick a party. Really? And that's how this young lady can not even, she can be at the other end of the continent and still beat this guy. Folks aren't paying attention.
It's like the activists know the importance of the primaries.
Absolutely.
And then their effect is amplified because there's so much complacency for other...
Brian, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. And we've seen the difference on a party level when we used Feinstein a number of times as an example where she did not get the endorsement of her political party, but then won overwhelmingly with the folks. Then the difference there goes to your point, Brian, we're measuring activists versus citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a difference because the citizens are the ones that say, I'm not even going to bother to vote. I don't like the people there, or I don't want to pick a party.
I just find it very interesting that I know it's a midterm election, but I really think the independent voters, the ones who can't pick a party, are going to be the people who do not vote this way.
Listen, the whole midterm election is wrapped around the concept of do you or do you not want to impeach Donald Trump.
Everything, well, on their side, that's their message.
Everything else that they're saying is window dressing.
Yeah.
That is what drives the narrative with the folks that are voting in their primaries. That's period. That's what drives the narrative.
That's where I think the independents are being overlooked. That message does not resonate with them.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm the guy that said I don't think there's a blue wave. I think there's a tidal red wave coming.
Yeah, but I think that includes the independents.
I may have to sit here on this microphone in mid-November and go, I was wrong.
I would love that, but I wouldn't want it for that reason.
Folks, we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. That's a website you ought to take a look at, RenegadeRiver.com.
Absolutely do that. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-host Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Meanwhile, Miles Bauer is missing somewhere in Pennsylvania. Ooh. Pittsburgh, right?
Steel City.
Steel City, yep. He is on a mission. He'll be back later this week. Overheard at the DSCC retreat on Martha's Vineyard, Democratic Senator Warner. Have you been following the story?
No.
Yeah, listen, if you get me one more glass of wine, I'll tell you the stuff only Bob Mueller and I know. If you think you've seen wild stuff so far, buckle up. It's going to be a wild couple of months. That's the man's quote. He is a high-ranking Democratic senator, U.S. senator. This was his take at a party. Now, Trump responded back, and I don't have the quote in front of me, but I guess I do have it. Why is Senator Mark Warner perhaps in a near-drunken state claiming he has information that only he and Bob Mueller... So Trump goes on with that. I stand back, and I go, that's a really valid question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they know. Here's what I do know. This is all about midterm elections. It's got nothing to do with Russians. It's got nothing to do with protecting... Well, it may have something to do with Loretta Lynch and Clinton protection. But the greater thrust of it is this is going to drag out, like we talked about on this show 3 months ago, when someone asked, when is it going to end? It's going to end. It's a really easy question. That's so answerable. It's going to end the day after the November election. That's when it's going to end. By the way, this is not going to be a very shocking October surprise. We know what it is. We know what they're going to do. We know what they're going to say. It's all as predictable as, yes, it's going to rain somewhere. Is that predictable? You know what's going to happen. But the question begs is, first off, I got two imaginations. I'm trying to get myself. The one was I'm imagining all these folks that are working really hard for the poor people, at Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, I thought that was irony.
I get a kick out of that. So everybody takes their Lear jets to Martha's Vineyard and talks about helping the poor folks. And you go, seriously? Who buys this stuff? I don't get that.
How
part.
Could we help the poor? Hey, quit talking to my backswing.
Yeah, you read this stuff and you watch it and you go, who buys into this? I'll tell you who doesn't buy into it. I don't want to go back to where we were before the break, but I'll tell you who doesn't buy it on the left. The folks that voted for the 28-year-old lady in New York in that congressional district, they're looking at the guy on Mount Olympus with the $750,000 house that's thinking he's there for the poor people. They're looking at these folks at Martha's Vineyard, and they're saying, you know what? You don't represent us. I don't know who you do represent, but you aren't representing us. So I say that for the Bernie Sanders supporters. We don't agree ideologically, but I get it.
Didn't Bernie just make $1 million last year?
Bernie's on a roll, buddy. Bernie,
and he drives like a Ferrari or something?
Nah, the Ferrari thing was fake news. He doesn't drive a Ferrari. That aside, okay. He lives very, very well.
Yeah.
Now, we could poke fun at his wife and question where that money came from.
Well, that's from robbing a college institution.
Well, that's no way of saying it. That's terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He would have won the nomination if what, Ludwig?
They hadn't cheated.
Oh, that's terrible to say.
Or they hadn't nominated Hillary Clinton.
But they did whittle.
Well, he wouldn't have won it. They wouldn't have had to cheat if it wasn't for Clinton.
You think Sanders, because this is what the folks that voted for this young lady say. They say if Bernie Sanders would have been nominated, he would have been President Sanders and Trump would have lost.
Not a chance. I think the margin would have been larger.
You think so?
Yeah. I do have to believe that there's still more people in this country that do not want a Russia-Soviet Union-type system. I got to believe that. Otherwise, what am I fighting for?
Well, listen, a lot of the folks that are voting for this young lady, and I'm not being disparaging, most of those folks are very young. And by the way, I invite them to the arena of ideas. I'm truly not being disparaging.
They're just not going to come, though.
Well, no, I think they voted for this young lady.
Yeah, well, they're not coming to the arena of ideas because they don't want to actually discuss it.
They may or may not, but they don't have any historical perspective on what the Soviet Union was. And if you don't have the historical perspective on what that was, then you cannot possibly look at China now and say, what is China really doing?
Mm-hmm.
What is Putin trying to do? By the way, it's two questions. What is China doing? Because it is doing something. It's advancing global governance. Their words, not mine. Their president used those words, not me.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, what is Putin trying to do? It goes back to the laugh that Putin actually wanted to have a nationalist president in the United States. That's, folks, that's as far removed as you can possibly get.
Yeah.
I don't even care what you believe. That's silliness. That's the last thing he wanted. He would have much rather a globalist that he could outflank at every move because, frankly, he's smarter than she is.
He loved Obama. Come here, little Bobbio. He loved that he could play him like a puppet.
And then there's Obama with the hot mic saying, make sure he knows I'll do whatever we need.
Yeah.
As soon as we get... Listen, all those things add up, and you can't grab a picture of any of it and make sense out of it without a historical perspective. That's the element that on the socialist side, not your average Democrat.
We don't have to go historical. It's happening now.
But it's hard to see it when you're right on top of it. If you're sitting there in front of Fox News or CNN or any of them on the edge of your chair every single night, we know this from doing show prep. We do 5 days a week of show prep, and folks, it's repackaged. It's the same stuff in the news every single day. New headline, it's the same authors, and it's the same dribble every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it raises the level of angst to the point where it's changing the fabric of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Folks aren't seeing that unless they step back from a minute, or they actually are doing like we're doing with show prep, where I'm writing it down every evening, and I get done going, wow, they all look the same. They do.
Yeah.
Well, but we think, culturally we think, wow, what do we've got going on? What we've got going on is politics.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have going on, and we've always had that going on, so there's no surprise there. The caveat to it, though, is it having an impact on the fabric of our culture? And I would submit it is, and it's not a positive one from either side, by the way. So I'm not being partisan with that statement. This is a classic case of Houston, we have a problem, in my view.
Yeah, I cannot fathom that people haven't. I mean, I guess you haven't learned about it. I don't know. How do you not learn about the USSR dissolution? I mean, I was a kid.
When did the flag come down in the Soviet Union?
Well, the wall, everything came down in 92.
No, not the wall. The wall's easy one. When did they? When was the last time the Soviet flag came down?
Well, I don't know for sure. I was like 11. But I do know that the 92 Olympics.
But wait, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's the historic reference that's really important to get your head around.
But I don't know dates.
It came down on Christmas Day.
Hillary Clinton.
But they did whittle.
But he wouldn't have won if they had not. They wouldn't have had to cheat if it wasn't for Clinton.
You think Sanders, because this is what the folks that voted for this young lady say. They say if Bernie Sanders would have been nominated, he would have been President Sanders and
nope.
Trump would have lost.
Not a chance. I think the margin would have been larger.
You think so?
Yeah. I do have to believe that there's still more people in this country that do not want a Russia-Soviet Union-type system. I got to believe that. Otherwise, what am I fighting for?
But listen, a lot of the folks that are voting for this young lady, and I'm not being disparaging, most of those folks are very young. And by the way, I invite them to the arena of ideas. I'm truly not being disparaging.
They're just not going to come, though.
I think they voted for this young lady.
Yeah, well, they're not coming to the arena of ideas because they don't want to actually discuss it.
They may or may not, but they don't have any historical perspective on what the Soviet Union was. And if you don't have the historical perspective on what that was, then you cannot possibly look at China now and say, what is China really doing?
Mm-hmm.
What is Putin trying to do? By the way, it's two questions. What is China doing? Because it is doing something. It's advancing global governance. Their words, not mine. Their president used those words, not me.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, what is Putin trying to do? It goes back to the laugh that Putin actually wanted to have a nationalist president in the United States. That's, folks, that's as far removed as you can possibly get.
Yeah.
I don't even care what you believe. That's silliness. That's the last thing he wanted. He would have much rather a globalist that he could outflank at every move, because, frankly, he's smarter than she is.
He loved Obama. Come here, little Bob-bio. He loved that he could play him like a puppet.
And then there's Obama with the hot mic saying, make sure he knows I'll do whatever we need.
Yeah.
As soon as we get... Listen, all those things add up, and you can't grab a picture of any of it and make sense out of it without a historical perspective. That's the element that, on the socialist side, not your average Democrat.
We don't have to go historical. It's happening now.
But it's hard to see it when you're right on top of it. If you're sitting there in front of Fox News or CNN or any of them on the edge of your chair every single night, we know this from doing show prep. We do 5 days a week of show prep, and folks, it's repackaged. It's the same stuff in the news every single day. New headline, it's the same authors, and it's the same dribble every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it raises the level of angst to the point where it's changing the fabric of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Folks aren't seeing that unless they step back from a minute, or they actually are doing like we're doing with show prep, where I'm writing it down every evening, and I get done going, wow, they all look the same. They do.
Yeah.
Well, but we think, culturally we think, wow, what do we've got going on? What we've got going on is politics.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have going on, and we've always had that going on, so there's no surprise there. The caveat to it, though, is it having an impact on the fabric of our culture? And I would submit it is, and it's not a positive one from either side, by the way. So I'm not being partisan with that statement. This is a classic case of Houston, we have a problem, in my view.
Yeah, I cannot fathom that people haven't. I mean, I guess you haven't learned about it. I don't know. How do you not learn about the USSR dissolution? I mean, I was a kid.
When did the flag come down in the Soviet Union?
Well, the wall, everything came down in 92.
No, not the wall. The wall's an easy one. When was the last time the Soviet flag came down?
Well, I don't know for sure. I was like 11. But I do know that the 92 Olympics.
But wait, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's the historic reference that's really important to get your head around.
But I don't know dates.
It came down on Christmas Day. And if you don't think that's symbolic, folks, I'm just telling you, there's a lot more to these things that we've got to weed through.
Sure, I watched
it. If we really want an earnest picture of what's taking place.
I know that in 92, the Olympics, the Russian Federation sent a group of athletes under the Olympic flag.
Sure.
So by then, obviously, the USSR was gone.
But listen.
But I remember watching Breadlines.
Yeah.
Breadlines.
Oh, yeah. Zhanna Konecny was on this show and talked about that. But listen, the folks in the Soviet Union were making a statement when that flag came down on Christmas Day.
Oh, I bet.
Meanwhile, we've got folks here in the United States that are trying to segue us to the culture that they were passionately rejecting. Think about this for a minute. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, China, they're sitting with a big grin on their face going, wow, Those folks in the Western Hemisphere, they're brilliant, aren't they? They're going to tear each other apart while we mount a crusade, I'll use that word, towards global governance.
So these people talk out of both sides of their mouth, right?
Who?
We want the Democrat, uber leftist, right? So we want a socialist Marxist government. We want all these illegal immigrants to come here and be part of it. Well, they won't come here because they're leaving what you're trying to create.
But they don't believe that. The folks that are, I don't think that they're speaking on both sides of their mouth. I'm
because they don't understand that they are, but they are.
That may be the bottom line, but they would passionately be arguing with you right now that they do not believe that. They reject what you just said.
Well, yeah.
They think they're building a utopia. Well,
so,
they do.
So did Russia. So did Venezuela.
But listen, we all know there's no such thing as a utopia.
So there's only one, and it's heaven, and that ain't here.
But then some of those folks will reject what you just said on that point.
It's okay.
They'll argue with you on every single thing.
Oh, yeah.
Including Common Core math. I mean, they're even the very basics of what we're talking about.
Don't
the
you
debate
get it?
You
two
on.
Plus two equals five. How do you not get it?
Yeah, exactly right. That is exactly right. So listen, folks, we're going to go to a break. We'll come back in a minute and talk about a travel pause.
We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who work with us know the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, income. At Sound Income Strategies, we transform high-fee, high-taxed retirement spend-down schemes into sustained retirement income. And we can do the same for you. For your free, no-obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
It's time to get off the Wall Street roller coaster, stop the retirement spend down schemes, and join the income generation. For your free, no obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, the secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Call 866-913-1234.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said 1 week from today he will announce his nominee for the Supreme Court. The White House, meanwhile, is said to be enhancing its communications team. White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says what the president will be looking for in a nominee.
This president wants somebody who has a great experience, deep intellect, wonderful judicial credentials.
The heat is going to continue for much of the East Coast, with temperatures being in the 90s and humidity levels making it feel like over 100 degrees. Rudy Hostetler is with an urgent care in Pennsylvania. He shares some symptoms of a heat stroke.
It'll start off, or it can start off with a mild headache, some weakness, sometimes nauseousness, sometimes muscle cramps.
And what should you do if you are feeling like you're having a heat stroke?
Spray some cool water on yourself if you're very hot. If someone's feeling lightheaded, to lay down, prop your feet up.
Hostetler also said to make sure you drink plenty of water when it's super hot. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We have more to cover.
We absolutely do, folks. If you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-host Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Listen, I'd be remiss if he didn't touch on the Trump travel pause. It just drives me crazy when they call it a ban.
Yeah.
Words have meaning, and the meanings matter. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on it just because it's gotten to the point where my eyes bore, but we've got to dive in a little bit. The folks that think this is the end of this because the Supreme Court has spoken, it's not the end of it. I'm just telling you, they're going to repackage their argument and climb back up the judge shopping list again to take it from a different direction. This is never going to be over until at least the end of November. It isn't. It's not going to be over.
Well, that, and it was sent back to the lower court, and really all but the ruling sent, was that...
But it was sent back with direction.
Yeah, but the ruling was that it was within his presidential powers.
Right.
And it wasn't really about the pause.
Right.
So
right.
They're going to go back down. They're going to send right. it back.
Okay, but listen, that's... And I saw that being opined on Facebook all over the place,
yep.
that this wasn't a ruling. But most of the rulings are exactly like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not... unprecedented. It wasn't because of this particular issue.
Nope.
It wasn't because they didn't want to take a stand on it. The stand was what they took.
Mm-hmm.
That this is within the they don't have to take a position on the content of it. They had to say what the reality of it is that this topic is within the presidential power specifically, by the way. It's not just like it's, yeah, he can do it. It's specifically his charge to do it. Not him, by the way. Any president. The presidency. Is who is charged with this particular topic. And so that's what it said, and that's what the lower court is going to have to wrestle with, or it would immediately get bounced back.
So I had one major concern over it all. When I was right. reading about it was Sotomayor was the dissenting opinion.
Yeah, she was shrill.
She did not look at this from a judicial stance.
She was strictly ideological.
Exactly.
Strictly ideological, and she didn't hide that contempt
completely
in her dissenting opinion.
To me, that should be automatic expulsion. If you're not going to do the job...
When you say expulsion, what, impeachment?
Yeah.
Remember the last person that was impeached from the Supreme Court?
I think it was FDR. Like not him.
No, FDR didn't try to impeach him, but he tried to add more... to the Supreme Court because that sitting Supreme Court didn't like his fascism.
Yeah, he was up to like 13 of them.
Why get in trouble when I say that? Did he just say that about FDR? Yeah. When you say I don't like the results of the Supreme Court, so I'm going to change the body entirely.
Yeah.
that's something being done by force that is, I'm sorry, it's that's what it is.
I'm not sure the last impeachment.
1805, and Jefferson led it, and it was impeached but not removed in a trial of the Senate. It's a fascinating read. I bring it up now because we're talking about the judiciary in general,
mm-hmm.
but specifically with the Supreme Court. Jefferson was very concerned that we would reach a point soon where the Supreme Court become the arbiter of all things. And that's a different kind of government.
Yeah, I think
that's a very different kind of government. So if you read Jefferson's writing on that, folks, you'll find out why when I see what I see now in our judiciary, local, state, and federal, you'll know why I say that is our most broken branch of government. We all walk around going, no, we have the best judiciary in the world. I say, okay, well, what do you base that on? What do you base that opinion on? You've got a bunch of folks that in many cases were appointed, few were elected, but some. But in most cases, they were appointed at least on a federal and up level, and they were appointed because they contributed heavily to whatever party is a majority.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that's not justice. That's politics. Yeah. And so when you get political answers, please don't be surprised.
And that's the problem with they're like, it's a lifetime appointment because it was supposed to be non-political. And I thought, well, we're beyond that. Maybe we should reconsider that lifetime appointment.
I guess the reason for the lifetime appointment was to dilute anybody trying to. It's to make that person unbiased. It's to take that out of
happening.
It. Well, the process of how we get to it and what we've come to define the court as a culture. Listen, read the Jefferson thing. It was Samuel Chase. That's the justice. It's really important to understand what it was, because when you see what the argument was in that case, you can look at this through a whole new lens. When you're trying to figure out why Roberts flipped, mm-hmm. just pulling out an
Twice.
Example, when you see Roe v. Wade and you're trying to find that in the First Amendment and it ain't there, well, go back and read this stuff and say, oh, I hate it. It's really ugly, but this is why it is, isn't it? And it is. That is an absolute truism. Listen, on a different topic, I wish Miles was here because I know he'd be excited. Mitt Romney claims GOP nomination in Utah's...
There you go. There's your Miles.
If he's
thing.
Listening right now, I know I'm getting called filthy names.
Sorry. You know he went, oh, boy.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, fascinating thing. Anyhow, he won. But listen, then I back up and I try to put my honest hat on. You and I were talking before the first break about the divide. There's a grand divide and it is getting wider. So you've got the constitutional, original intent constitutional people like myself, and you got the 28-year-old young lady from New York that's a socialist. So you have those two views. That's a wide divide between us. Could it be said that Mitt Romney is in the middle?
Oh,
is he a centrist?
Yeah, and remember, Romney's a hard pill to take, and I get where Miles comes from on this, but I also go where we've always thought of, I'd rather have control and leadership of the houses than take that pill.
Right.
Because this is the same guy that in the general election made a speech on why not to vote for the nominee.
Right.
And now they're friends again.
Right.
But Romney's definitely what I consider moderate.
Who do you think's are friends again? You think Romney and Trump? Our friends?
In the persona of being out there, Trump endorsed him.
Because you've got Romney out there saying the same acidy stuff again that he was saying back during they're not friends.
Well, no.
They had some dinner together.
They're working together.
I don't even know that they're working together.
I don't think Trump cares if he likes you or not. I work with you if it makes sense.
Yeah, but that part I do agree with. But Romney's just...
I shouldn't say friends. You're right. Words matter. I should say acquaintances that are on the same team.
See, now to me, when I look at Romney and I listen to what he says, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I look at what he does, well, now we're in a different world.
But he will win. I mean, I think he'll be a U.S. Senator.
Yep. And here's what I say on that. This is not a disparaging statement against John McCain. I'm even going to say his name properly this time. I'm proud of myself.
Wow.
But when you sit back and say, well, if Arizona replaces John McCain with a Republican... That nonsense vote that we've watched for the last forever is going to be replaced with this nitwit.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
If one guy was always joining with the Democrats to be contraire, not even ideological, just to be contraire, you're going to see that exact puzzle rebuilt. Because that is who Mitt Romney is.
I don't think... I agree. And I think Romney may not be as far that way. Like, he may not be... I think he's a little more loyal... Party loyal than he is McCain has been.
I don't agree with you at all. Listen, the party chose Donald Trump. If he were party loyal, he wouldn't have been as bombastic and much of a... he wouldn't have been near as asinine as he was.
He was butthurt because he was expected to be the nominee and he chose not to get in.
But listen, that's his fault.
Oh, absolutely.
And he was hurt again when he wasn't picked to be the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
That messed up both his hairs.
I love that whole scenario.
He was upset with that. So.
I'm going to meet with you, and then, you remember that speech you did? Yeah, I just can't make you the Secretary of State, sorry.
But listen, he's right.
Yeah.
And G.W. Bush, who stayed out of the race, not the race, the entire Obama administration, he thought it was presidential to keep his mouth shut, and he was right.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as his little brother got whooped, suddenly he doesn't care about the presidency anymore. There's no party loyalty there. Yeah. So,
but I think that's Trump, right? Like even my brother said to me yesterday, he goes, Trump's not a Republican. I said, he's not a Democrat. He's nothing. He's Trump. If it doesn't fit an economic lens or make sense, he doesn't do it. And I think that's exactly why people can't stand him on both sides is he's not party loyal. He's American loyal.
Well, he talks about winning Republicans. And listen, he's campaigning all over the place. We talked about it right before we went live today. And this guy's everywhere at 72 years old. I'm 57. I get tuckered out just watching the guy travel. I've never wow, he's got a lot of energy. That's what I'm saying to you.
Big Macs and fried chicken are the key.
Yep. All right, folks. Listen, we are going to go to a break on that note, Ludwig. We'll be back with an enigma.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard, so is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year, but most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And it is back, the Enigma Report.
Folks, it is an enigma to me why everyone in the United States, regardless of their ideology, isn't a devout 10th Amendment fan. Yeah, listen, I got to tell you honest, the way the founders set this up, and I don't care, folks, I see all of the left-stream media trying to take jabs at the founders. They were this, they were that. Listen, let me tell you what the founders were. They were brilliant. And let me tell you who they had in mind. If you're crazy far left and you call me names and you hate me and you don't agree with anything that I had in mind, understand this. The founders had you in mind and they had me in mind. And that's what the 10th Amendment is all about. And indeed, that's what having a limited constitutional republic, a small r, not the Republican Party, a small r Republican form of self-governance is all about. And let me tell you what I mean. I applaud the folks in that congressional district in New York if that's who they want to elect to the federal level. If that's who they want, if they want a progressive socialist, I applaud them. Here's the problem that I have with it. If we make a really powerful central government like we have, if we've allowed it to grow and it continues to grow, what that does, just folks, you got to look down the street a little bit. Let's not do snapshots. Let's look down the street. We're getting close already, so we don't have to look far. You look down the street a little bit, what you'll see is that no state will be able to carve its own destiny. No state can serve as an experiment. So if I don't like to live, I could pick a conservative state. Folks, you can even get on Google. They wrestle with the truth a lot, but you can go to Google and you put in conservative states. They'll give you a list of the top five, top ten, however you want to verbalize it, to show you the most conservative. If you don't like conservatives because you're a libertarian, you can say, what's the most libertarian states? It will show you the list. What's the most progressive states? It'll show you the list. The founders planned that. It wasn't an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Hamilton was not on my side.
Yep.
George Washington got it. Ben Franklin got it. These folks understood that we were going to have different ideological drives. They got it. But if we have a monolith of a federal government that does our thinking for us, it does our directing for us, and even controls our media, yes, I said that, then, folks, you don't have an experiment anymore. If you're a progressive and Michigan isn't for you, because Michigan is rather centrist, by the way,
mm-hmm.
go to California, go to Illinois, go somewhere. If you're in California or Illinois and you think, jeepers, I'm not a progressive socialist. Nothing against that, by the way. If you're there and you say, this is not who I am, you got two choices. You can dig in and try to affect an outcome on a state level. It's easier, by the way. Tip O'Neill, I'm no fan, but he did say all politics is local. Couldn't get any more accurate than that. So if you're in California, you want something different, get engaged. Make a change. If you think, jeepers, it's just too much work, I'm going to go to New Hampshire because I like libertarianism. Beautiful. That's what the Constitution provides the freedom for you to do, unless you load up the central government so powerful that it doesn't make a difference where you're at. And it's an enigma to me by why anybody on any stripe, including the young lady in New York, would want to load up the central government to the point where everywhere becomes just like her congressional district. What does that serve? How do we look across the fruited plain from shore to shore and say, like I've had senators on this show and said, did you look at other states for ideas on this topic? No, I didn't do that. Well, that's what the founders had in mind.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to do, is take the best from the experiments and make something better for the folks. That is what I'd call good government policy. But to make the central government all of it, and doesn't matter where you live, folks, that's an enigma. And the 10th Amendment, I mentioned the 10th Amendment when I started this rant. Folks, please read the words of the 10th Amendment. I don't care if you hate me, love me, agree with me, don't agree with me. The 10th Amendment's talking to you and me and you, Ludwig.
Yeah.
Am I off the rails here? Help me out, Ludwig. Get my feet back on the ground because I'm befuddled.
No, I think this goes back to understanding history. Most people would not realize that if it wasn't for the 10th Amendment, the Constitution wouldn't have been ratified, because there were a multitude of states, essentially individual countries,
right,
that would not become united to have open border system with one central government without the state having the ultimate say.
The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectfully or to the people. Folks, that is monster size, huge importance. So we're all focused on the Global News Network. Okay, and we're all on the edge of our chair about what the next piece of national news is, while the landscape around us is being changed by our federal government. And you got to go, you know, wait, that's not what the folks had in mind. And now we're being miseducated. Is that a term?
Yeah.
Am I being...
I think that's a W term, but
it's a W term, and it's an accurate one.
Yeah.
We are being miseducated. We really are. So you've got locally... Folks are hearing us right now in Tennessee and in Jackson and in in California and in, well, all over Michigan. I tell you that because everyone hearing this is going to have a different perspective of what government should be because they're coming from different states. But I tell you, and the folks hearing me in Michigan where we're broadcasting in our flag station, we've got local newspapers that are absolutely trying to miseducate you. They're agenda-driven, not news. And I tell you up front, this show is commentary. It isn't the news. It's about the news. It's Miles Bowers, Ludwig von Wiedendorfsky, and my opinion of the news. They're telling you it's the news. Folks, it's politics. Be careful. And when you're asking to grow the federal government, I wish there could be a law about this. I wish they'd do that. Every time you wish the federal government would do something, you've just surrendered more liberty and more treasury, and you've further limited your state government. People wonder, why does the state have a National Guard? Why is the governor the leader of the National Guard? I get those questions all the time. And go, wait a minute, please educate folks. Jefferson, and if you find them not enlightened, don't take the power from them, enlighten them. That's a paraphrase, but I'm real accurate.
Yeah.
I'm only telling you it's an enigma to me that anybody of any political persuasion would listen to news as if it's news, because it isn't, and would want to grow the federal government with your latest wish list.
Yeah.
That's an enigma.
And even government that has the fascists in it that they want to give all their rights up to, what is that?
Listen, it's everything that we want to not be. But yeah. even if you want to be that, by the way, even if you want to have an overwhelming government, I don't care. Make it your state government. Leave mine alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm asking you. Leave the federal government to its constitutionality. Make your state however you and your fellow state citizens. Wasn't that long ago when you asked someone what their citizenship was, and they'd say Michigan, they'd Tennessee, they'd say West Virginia, they'd say whatever their state was their citizenship. I'm not even opining over that. I'm saying that we've surrendered a lot, and at some point we've got to say not one more inch. You want to control the newspapers that are pushing nonsense down your throat? Stop buying them.
Yeah.
Just stop buying them. You don't want your children to be miseducated? Take them somewhere else. Your kids don't belong to the school. Your mind isn't owned by the government. Look to your state to say how.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump had a conversation with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday regarding tariffs and taxing our imports. This as many investors are worried that the United States might be involved in a trade war with other countries, including China. Congressman Jim Renacki says our trade policies currently are unfair.
You travel the world and you find out that American goods, you know, we pay 20% or 25% or 10% when they go to other countries, but 2% when they come back. It's just unfair right now.
President Trump is expected to announce his Supreme Court pick a week from today. Count Congressman Chris Collins as one of those excited for the president's pick.
We're going to see another great conservative constitutional judge like Neil Gorsuch. And I think when push comes to shove, we're going to get 2-3 Democrats, which is what we got the last time. And hopefully all the Republicans, but I don't think there'll be litmus test type of questions.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
A man's been arrested for allegedly planning a 4th of July terror attack in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The FBI says it started getting reports a year ago that the man was making statements in support of Al-Qaeda.
Facebook posts, quite frankly, were disturbing.
FBI Special Agent Stephen Anthony says the suspect is a U.S. citizen named Demetrius Pitts.
As he was expressed a willingness to conduct a U.S.-based attack.
They say Pitts was arrested after the undercover investigation had him walking downtown Cleveland streets, conducting reconnaissance on what he thought.